And we are with Matt Welsh from the Trial Files, reviewing all the weekend action from Flemington. Matt, let's talk a little bit about some of the main horses to follow from the program.
Yeah, absolutely. Firstly, to race two, Nadia, I think probably the smartest galloper on the card from a moving forward perspective and potential perspective is Holbein for the Steve Richards stable. Just going through the five circle track races, we saw the winners come from fifth, which was last, which was Humidor, ninth, seventh and eighth. So that northerly wind certainly had a huge impact on leaders. Holbein did all the work into it, as I said, ran good time. He is the horse to follow out of the meeting for mine. Going through a couple of others, I think She Knows out of race three, as I said, down on the wrong part of the track. Did a good job. Race 4, Crystallized. She's a smart filly. Look forward to her stepping up to 1,400 metres. Race 6, He Excels, who had actually beaten No Commitment convincingly at Sale the start prior. Sat outside the lead, faced that wind. Did a good job to hang on and run as well as he did. And Race 8, The Import for David and Ben Hayes and Tom Davenick in Powell, I think will be better for their run. And look forward to seeing him second up in Australia.
What have been some of the weekly highlights, Matt?
Look, there were two. Especially Pakenham on Thursday, we saw a really smart four-year-old gelding called Flying Murty debut for the Greg Urell stable. They opened him up $4. He went around about $1.60 and he totally belted them. Nikita Berryman took the ride, and you don't see horses win as easily as he did. The clock backed it up. He ran 58 seconds for the 1,000 metres at Pakenham. That time stacks up very well against what they've been running over the same track and distance in recent months. And he ran the best last 800 and 600 of the day. So I think Flying Murty will be even better suited up to 1,200 metres. That was a great debut at Pakenham on Thursday. And one from Geelong on Saturday, a horse from the Henry Dwyer yard called Lux Interior. Three-year-old gelding. He'd had just the one prior start at Stony Creek. And He resumed in race one at Geelong over 1,100 metres. He had a tendency to pull in the run. I thought he was in a bit of strife coming around the home bend, given the amount of work and the amount that he'd done wrong. But he reeled in the leader. He was heavily backed in the race and did a great job to finish off as well as he did and get the cash. And again, he produced the best late 800, 600 and 400 of the day. So it was a great run by Lux Interior at Geelong on Saturday.
Well, let's have a look at this program of racing tomorrow. Set down for Ballarat. There are eight races. How did you find doing the form for this, Matt?
It's a reasonable day. There's a couple of unknowns with horses we haven't seen trial, but there's a couple of really good races. We've got a 30 to 45 kilometre an hour southeasterly forecast at this stage, which is big advantage to leaders out of the sprint shoots, the 1,000, 1,100 and 1,200 metre shoots. But other than that, that sort of wind, even though it's strong, won't have a huge impact on the day, but certainly looking at front runners out of those sprint shoots. And look, it looks a good card, Nadia.
Okay, well, let's have a look at the first, a maiden over 1,000 metres.
Yeah, and this is one of the unknowns on the day. We've got number three, Extreme Talk, who had trialled up in Sydney back in September of 2016. It's having its first start for the Daniel Bowman yard, so a big watch on it. On what we've seen, Love Without Tragedy, I'd expect to come up favourite. Look, I think she's had her chances. She went around in a very slowly run race at Kyneton last start and couldn't get the job done. I would expect her to come up close enough to even money or thereabouts. And at that quote, I'd have her under the odds. I've marked her closer to $4.50. I think the two horses that might be value are Lecter and Soul Gaze, both horses who've had a lot of chances. But Lecter particularly was very good first up at Bendigo in a race won by Shadow Griffo. He sat three deep on speed. The other on-speed runners dropped out noticeably. He was still there when the whips were cracking late. He can roll forward from gate 11 for Chelsea McFarlane. I priced him $6. I think we'll get far better than that, and he might appeal on an each-way basis. And the other one is Soul Gaze, who's missed the start his last three her last three races, which is costing her badly. She was previously a very good gate horse. If Jessica Eaton can get her out of the stalls and into the race early, I think she's going well enough to be competitive in a race like that, So I think they're the two that might be good value, Lecter and Soul Gaze. But as I mentioned, a big watch on Extreme Talk, who makes its debut for the Daniel Bowman yard.
So that's race one. We go to the second. This is for two-year-olds. We've got a few first starters that step out here. I'm interested in your thoughts on how these horses have been going at the trials.
Yeah, look, a mixed bunch, to be honest. A few of them have gone quite well at the trials, a few not as well. I think a couple who might be looking for further, such as Hawkshot, son of Fiorente. The horse I'm keen to back here, and I think probably one of the better bets on the program, if we can get a price about him, is number 9, Rock Tycoon. He's had two recent trials at Caulfield, the first one settling off the speed, hitting the line well, and then his most recent, he just dominated from the front. Damien Oliver takes a ride from gate 2. I think he'll settle leaders back, and he'll be very hard to beat. I marked him at a $2.50 favourite, and I certainly think we'll get better than that in early markets. The other one I can have a tiny little bet on is number 12, Elusive Rose. Makes its debut for the Brian and Ashley McKnight yard. Lewis German rides front runners very well, and I think this filly will go straight to the front from gate 3, gets the 3 kilos off, and she's shown a little bit of ability in trials, and I'd expect her to be big odds, but pretty keen on Rock Tycoon in race 2, Nadia.
So that's Rock Tycoon in the second. We have a look at race number 3. This is a 1200 metre fillies and mares race, and who seem to be the main chances in this?
Yeah, look, I've priced Die Another Day $3 for the Weir Yard, number 3, and Champenois, number 2, at $4.50. I expect we'll certainly get better than $3 about Die Another Day. She debuted back on the 9th of January at the Yarra Valley when 6th of 10 behind Soul Star, but she just got so far back that day. She was never really in the race, hit the line very, very well. And 100 metres after the post, she was right up there with the winners. So it was an excellent performance in a fast-run race. And what I like is she showed good gate speed in a recent trial at Ballarat. She's had a little freshen up, and I think going straight to the 1,200 metres as opposed to the 1,000 metres of her debut is ideal. Johnny Allen should be able to settle leader, outside leader from gate 5. I think she's going to be very hard to beat. And the other one I'm keen on here is Champenois, who I've been following this campaign, ran very well first up at a big price at Kyneton, and then just got a little bit into an awkward spot at Cranbourne, lost its position last start behind a smart one in Uptown Girl. I'd expect Damien Oliver to be aggressive from gate 10, put this mare in the race early, and she'll be very hard to beat. So hopefully we can get a price about Die Another Day and Champenois. I think they're the two to beat in race 3.
So that's a look at the third over to race number 4 tomorrow, and this is a 2,000 metre maiden.
Yeah, this is a really interesting runner, number 1, Newbury. Makes its debut for Declan Maher at Caulfield. It's owned by Nick and Lloyd Williams, so it's unusual to see a Lloyd Williams-owned runner racing for a stable other than their own. Look, he had two trials when trained by David Feek back in 2015 at Balnarring and also Mornington, and if he is in anywhere near as good a order as when he went around in those trials, I know it's we're talking nearly 3 years ago now, or 2.5 years ago, but he looks to have a huge amount of ability. I think on what I've seen alone, I've priced him $3, because if those trials were, you know, in the last fortnight, I would price him even money here. He's got a beautiful action. You know, this stable are very patient with their horses. We know how good they are at getting them to win first up over a trip. So Newbury is one of the most interesting runners on the day for mine. I think Keris is the main danger for Trent Busserton and Natalie Young. Stepping from now the 1600 up to the 2000 looks ideal. I think he'll either lead or sit leaders back. He's the other one that interests me. But really interesting runner, Newbury, making its debut for Declan Maher.
By the sounds of it, we go to race 5, fillies and mares 64. We've got the 8 runners at this point.
Yes, a good race. Angelic Spirit dropping back from the race behind Scarecrow in town has the blinkers going off after she pulled quite badly in the run there. I referenced Uptown Girl when talking about Champenois before. This Robbie Lang trained filly was awesome first up at Cranbourne. She didn't get the gap until about the 250-metre mark, but she dashed through with real purpose. I think she's clearly the horse to beat here. Stepping to the 1,400 metres is ideal. I priced her $2.25. Nadia, hopefully we can get better than that about her. I'll certainly be including Angelic Spirit in the quaddie with the blinkers off. She's shown a lot of ability in the past and just got it all wrong first up at Flemington, but pretty keen that Uptown Girl will be hard to beat.
So Uptown Girl, hard to beat in that event. We look at the next, which is race 6. This is one of the Rising Stars races for the apprentices, and it's to be run over 1,100.
It'll be interesting to see if He's the Sheriff backs up here. Won at Corowa 9 days ago with 52.5 kilos on its back, and even after the 3 kilo claim for Chelsea McFarlane here, he's up to 62 kilos, but he'll certainly be in the mix if he does run the toppy. He'll push forward, make his own luck. This is one of the trickier races on the day. There's a lot of speed in the race. He's the Sheriff, Astro Miss, Book Build, Cosmic Son, and Omarose all like to roll forward. I think that might set the race up for a horse like Font Magica. Resumes here for the Henry Dwyer Yard, formerly trained by Robert Smurden. Going to get a long way back here, but as I said, there's good speed. She's had a couple of trials. She's looked good, particularly when hitting the line in the last trial at Cranbourne. So I think she can get back for Michael Poy and potentially run over the top of them in what's a pretty tricky second leg of the quaddie. The other one I'd certainly be including heavily in thoughts is Book Build. Was withdrawn from the English Tried Horse Sale on Saturday. On Sunday. Hasn't been seen since trialling in mid-February, so has shown good ability in the past and did win first up last campaign. But Font Magica each way would be the play in race six if we get sort of $4 plus.
Okay, so looking around the $4 mark at this point, race seven over 1600, so we've got the eight acceptors.
Yeah, and we've already lost Here Comes Lenny, who is out at this stage. I think Free Willy, another one for the Nathan Hobson Yard, will take up the running. The horse I've priced favourite here is Soul Spirit. Had absolutely no luck at Moonee Valley behind Perugia last start. I think is still looking for a run. From gate four, Daniel Stackhouse should be able to settle just a couple of lengths off what'll be a strong speed set by Free Willy. And with even luck in running, I think he's the horse to beat. Free Willy was good up on speed last start. Certainly needs to go into the quaddie. And the other one that I'll include in the quaddie is Kazares down the bottom for Matty Ellerton and Simon Zara. Hasn't been overly impressive in two runs to date this campaign, but has the blinkers going on and, look, did show good ability in the springtime. So it certainly goes into the quaddie, number eight, Kazares.
And then we go to the final event, race eight. So that'll be run over 1,200.
Yeah, another really competitive race. Faolan for the Hayes Davenick Yard resumes here. I thought jumped out okay without raving about it for this first up run. The horse I'm hoping to get each way odds about is number nine, Wahash. It debuted actually for the Hayes Davidic Yard at the Yarra Valley back on the 10th of February before changing stables and running under the Chris Calthorpe banner at Terang on the 1st of March. And he was impressive. He led all the way there. He ran them along. It's a long straight at Terang, and he did a good job to hang on. I think, as I mentioned, the sprint races, those up on speed are going to be hard to catch tomorrow. So then we'll get each way odds, can play Wahash 1/3, hopefully. Priced him around the $4 mark. And the other one I had prominent in the market was Real Martini. Ran very good time over the 1,100 metres at Ballarat on debut and was not too bad when stepping up to town last start. But, I think Wahash is a good each-way bet to finish the program.
Okay, so what seem to be the key bets at this point? Of course, we are still awaiting prices to come up at this point.
Yeah, we're still awaiting prices, which makes it a bit tricky. But as I mentioned, I priced Rock Tycoon pretty aggressively. We've seen all of these horses in the jump-outs in race two. I think 6-4, if we can get better than that about Rock Tycoon, I'll be keen to back him. Maps perfectly from gate two on debut. Just a small save on Elusive Rose in that race. But I think, yeah, that's probably the one I'll be most keen on. But I'll put something out on Twitter once markets come out later today, Nadia.
Brilliant, Matt. We'll talk again next week. Thanks for that. Good luck tomorrow too.
Thanks very much, Nadia.